In Washington State, you have to be 18 to buy tobacco, but State Attorney General Bob Ferguson wants to make Washington the first state to restrict tobacco sales to people 21 and over. That means cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and even e-cigarettes. What are the public health benefits of raising the purchase age? Well, Vince Wilmore is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids. They're a nonprofit advocacy group based in Washington, D.C. He says focusing on kids can reduce smoking rates overall.
Well, we have very clear evidence that about 95% of all smokers begin smoking before they turn 21. And the ages of 18 to 21 are especially important because that's when many young smokers move from experimenting with cigarettes to becoming addicted smokers. So by raising the age of sale to 21, we believe it will both prevent kids from ever starting to smoke and perhaps more importantly, prevent those who do experiment with cigarettes from ever becoming addicted smokers and eventually becoming sick and dying because of it.
You told the Associated Press that most people never make an adult choice to start smoking. What do you mean by that?
Well, there are restrictions on how the tobacco industry can market its products, but they still spend $8.8 billion a year. That's $1 million every hour to market their deadly and addictive products. And much of that marketing is still targeted at kids and young adults. We're still seeing advertising in magazines like Sports Illustrated and Rolling Stone that have millions of youth readers. And we're also seeing tobacco companies rolling out a new generation of cheap, sweet-flavored products like small cigars. And also we see e-cigarettes coming in this rainbow of colors and flavors. So unfortunately, the tobacco industry is still going after our kids.
Vince Wilmore is with the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, and we're talking about a proposal from Attorney General Bob Ferguson. He's going to send it to the legislature that would raise the tobacco purchase price from 18 to 21. Now, Vince, I understand a similar policy has been tried out in New York City and other places. Do we know how effective it has been?
Well, we're up to more than 40 communities in six states around the country that have raised the age of sale to 21. New York did it in November of 2013, and as elsewhere, it's been easily implemented, widely accepted. Because the policy is fairly new, we don't have a lot of direct evidence yet of its impact, but we do have some initial studies from communities in Massachusetts that were the first to do this, and then we are seeing additional declines in smoking that likely have resulted from these policies.
Are you at all concerned that by making tobacco more off-limits, more taboo, that might actually make it more appealing to teenagers?
Well, raising the age of sale, I think, needs to be part of a comprehensive strategy. It shouldn't stand alone. Other things that need to be done, and Washington has done a lot of these things well, is raising the price of tobacco products through higher taxes, having strong laws that may require smoke-free workplaces and public places, and also to have effective prevention and cessation campaigns. And in that regard, Washington needs to do better. Washington once had one of the best tobacco prevention and cessation programs in the country, but has cut funding for that way back. Washington collects a huge amount of money each year from the tobacco settlement and from tobacco taxes and needs to put more of that money back into preventing kids from smoking.
Vince, have you ever smoked?
No, I have not. And I'm very glad that I haven't, because I understand just how addictive smoking really is, which is why it's so critical that we prevent kids and young adults from ever starting to smoke, because when they do start and become addicted, too many of them are going to go on to unfortunately premature death and disease from as a result.
Thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
Thank you for your interest.
Vince Wilmore, Vice President of Communications for the Campaign for Tobacco-Free Kids, talking about Washington State Attorney General Bob Ferguson's plan to raise the tobacco purchase age to 21. That would apply to cigarettes, chewing tobacco, and e-cigarettes. This is The Record from KUOW. I'm Ross Reynolds.